Welcome to another episode of Sermons by Bro Ronnie Makabai. Remember to share this episode with all your friends and family. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your seats. May God bless you as you sit. Let His hand access you. Amen. May the Holy Spirit take over your prayers. May the Holy Spirit take over that prayer. Let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Yes. Unto us a child is born. Are ye there? And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Jesus has his own government on his shoulders. It means there are some things that he manages as him. His responsibility. Are ye there? His burden. Burden is born unto us. For us is given. So that we don't depend so much on advantages that are worldly. On things that cause limitations. Are you there? You don't say, now the economy is bad, I'm not prospering. Now I live in a poor country, that's why I'm poor. Now there are so many people who have no jobs, now I'm also jobless. Now there's a war in Iran, so now there's no fuel, so I'm broke. No, that's not your passion. That's not your portion. You're not supposed to apportion blame to anything worldly, because it's where you belong. Are you there? So where you belong, you confirm that truly you belong there. If you are in Uganda, you pay taxes to Uganda. When you go to Kenya, you pay taxes to Kenya. When you go to Tanzania, you pay taxes to Tanzania. When you fly, go to another country, that's where you pay your taxes. Because that's where you are. Are you there? And each of those governments, if you happen not to pay their taxes, they will arrest you and even take everything to do with you. Because you're obliged to give them taxes. I was praying, and the Lord told me, teach these people that their blessing is not far away from them. But they are not considering my way. Are you there? They're not considering my way. So if I don't teach you this, it's like I'm limiting your blessing. Are you there? It's like I'm putting a limit to what would truly bless you. Are you there? If you go to the book of Malachi, chapter 3, read from verse 6 to 10. The Lord says, return to me, I will turn to you. And then he said, Lord, how do we turn away from you? He says, will man rob God? Then he said, Lord, how do we rob you? He says, in tithes and offerings, you rob me. And say, will test me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. Test me your tithes and offering and see if I will not bless you. Are you there? Are you there? You know, when people hear such teaching, they think we are after something. But no, those are the taxes of the kingdom or the government of Jesus. If you don't pay his taxes, then you are not of his kingdom. Because you feel it's not useful. You personalize it. You say, now I'm just giving that man all this. But he says, Test me. That's the only place he asks you to test him. That's the only way you're allowed to test him. So, as your obligation in his government is to pay his taxes, and his tax is 10% of whatever he gives you. That's what he says. When you have free time, you go and read more. Are you there? Are you there? Read verse 10. God can pour blessings beyond your ability to receive. Too much overflow. It's very possible that everything has its principles. And every kingdom has its own principles. The principles of overflow in the kingdom of God is listening to his instructions. Because money is a force. It's a force. If you do not handle it well, it will lead you somewhere else. Why the house of God is despised? Because those who say belong to him, they're not comfortable to carry out their obligation. Are you there? They're not comfortable. When they get, that's when they remember how much they have burdens, how many debts they have. Little knowing that all those burdens and debts, the enemy has put them before them to turn their eyes away from the Lord. You find his heart, yet the Lord said, test me. You want overflow. Others give sparingly. You first reason, oh, we say this one, but I have this. Then you give sparingly. So you receive sparingly. If you are to read the book of, that's Luke, go to Luke 6. Yes. Give it to be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom, in your chest. You'll be energized beyond normal, in overflow. For with the same measure that you use, hear that. With the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. With the same measure that you use. Now, many people, they tithe. But it comes as the last option. They don't do it as a relationship. Yes, you're given. But it's not about giving. How you do it. He says, test me. One who practices faith, get an empty envelope. Get empty. Pray for it. And say, Lord, I'll not go in your house empty-handed. Supply. Because it says, the garment shall be on his shoulder. It is him who will give you to give back to him. So you prepare with an empty, like you have nothing. And then pray as a relationship. You may test you with something small to see whether you value it. You're waiting for something too big. He will test you with small to see whether you will take it in that envelope that you put there. When you get it, whatever small it is, don't despise it. All he's looking for, your obedience. Not how much you're giving, your obedience. When he sees that you have the obedience, that's when he opens up in a big way. Because he has tested you. Just like he tests me. The same way he will test you. When he gives, put there and pray for it. But many people just come with it here. They pick. That's not a relationship. You're just doing it because you've seen others do it. But do it as a relation You get a chapter in your Bible, that's why you put that envelope. That pleases you, that you want to, you're a word you're claiming. Every evening you come, you thank him. Fulfill your obligation. And you see whether it will not shine. You practice faith because you know you're supposed to do it. As you go to work, let it be on your faith, on your mind. Ask him to strengthen you. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord your God, as he who gives you strength to have wealth. Read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 18. Yes, that he may establish his covenant, which he sought your fathers. What's a covenant? He's saying you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives power to get wealth, to get wealth. So it means in his covenant with our father, say Abraham, say Isaac, say Jacob, whom you mentioned, in his covenant with them, there is wealth. Are you there? So he said, remember, it is he who strengthens you. As you go out in the morning, pray to him to strengthen you as his covenant to give you wealth. Money will not come and fall down, but he will give you ideas. He will connect you. There will be divine connections. He will assign his angels to help you for the sake of his government. He's not looking at shillings. He's not looking at where you are. He's looking at you and him. God can bless you from anywhere. Are you there? He's a God who made water come from a rock. He made water come from the rock. He's the same God. He wants that relationship so that you may get abundancy. Return to me, I'll return to you. Meaning in that there is a relationship. So that relationship is a daily relationship. You want his supply. Trust him that he can supply. Start from anywhere. Not because you have a job. Not because you're jobless. Not because wherever you are, it's not his concern. He can make anything come from anywhere. As long as you have faith. Faith in his supply matters a lot. But our challenge, we wake up worried in the morning, burdened with so many things, and they end up choking our faith, losing trust in the supply of God. It's he who gives you strength. The breath he'll give it to you will come with a blessing. Are you there? The breath he'll give you, it will come with certain energy that is uncommon. That's why we are different. I take long to teach this, about this, and I'm teaching it because the Lord instructed me to. Because I look beyond the church. I look beyond because I trust in his supply. Are you there? So you look beyond what you are doing. You look beyond your job. All you want is supply. Don't say, how can this salary really make me rich? Can really this job, this profession take me anywhere? Once you have such in mind, you don't know what you're up to. Joseph was in prison. God prepared him from there to make him a prime minister. He didn't put him anywhere in publicity. He hid him somewhere, prepared him, and then removed from there, made him what he was supposed to be. So you don't measure yourself by what you're seeing and what you're thinking. It's a relationship And this is the reason why many Christians are still broke, and the Indians who are worshipping idols are prospering more than us. Because the little they have, they practice it. Are you there? They practice it. But we as Christians, we look at everything and take it for granted. Take it lightly. Everything is taken so lightly. That's a silly spirit. We are unserious. A Christian is a person who can come to church, not even considering what you're putting on. It's like you're coming as a by the way. No honor for God at all. No worship in your mind. And yet this one, they adore him. When the angels see him, they tremble. But we come reluctantly. Everything we do it reluctantly. So by the measure we give is what is measured to us. It is the covenant of God. You should be wealthy. It is his covenant that you should have in abundance. There are hidden treasures that are hidden from certain eyes. The hidden treasures are just hidden from the eyes of some people. When God opens your eyes to the hidden treasures before you, the sky will not limit you. God does not only heal or only deliver, but truly he blesses. He blesses. Are you there? Are you there? I want God to bless you beyond measure. I want him to give you beyond what you can handle. Let there be an overflow. It is his will so that you can help the poor. But every time you confess yourself among the poor, you call yourself poor. No. They say, blessed are the poor. Not blessed are the broke. You don't say blessed are poverty stricken. No, it's meaning something else. Blessed are those who are willing to receive more. They have the space to receive more. Receive more. Because you may be critical, you say, I'm born again for this number of years, so I know too much. Now, that's what he says, blessed are the poor. Are you there? You don't get concentrated with the things of God. You don't think you know too much and that you're filled. No. Be willing to be changed every time. Because at every phase of life, God assigns you afresh. He has an assignment for you. But before he deploys you, he prepares you. But if you are concentrated in whatever you have, in whatever you're doing, then you limit yourself. Every stage of your life, the assignment changes. It may be the same purpose, but the assignment in that purpose changes. So he wants you to be willing, not to say, Lord, well, I'm so much satisfied with what I'm doing. Don't change me. Oh, this is... I'm used to this. Are you there? Shout Jesus. In Jesus' name, lift up your hand and say, Lord Jesus, open my mind to serve you. Lord Jesus Christ, open my mind to serve you. In Jesus' name. Have your seats. Hallelujah. Your obligation on the earth is to sustain the government of Jesus, because that's where you belong. Once you fulfill your obligation, he will bless you. Are you there? He says, give Caesar the words of Caesar and give to God the words of God. You live in the flesh, then it serves Caesar. The soul in you serves the Most High God. Just like you respect the earthly obligations, also respect the obligation of the Lord. If you want to see an Antichrist or someone who has Satan in him, is offended when he hears about tithing. Say, so you people in the church there, we are there enriching those guys. And they think it's enriching the guys. But you cannot sit in the bush. The house of God should be honorable. Are you there? The house of God should be full of honor. Shine more than it is. Because when we go out there, everything is bought. And the same guys, when they see us buying things, they charge us expensively. Because they say, a church, they have money. Then you ask him, how much have you ever given? He has never given anything. Are you there? So that's how Satan fights, to make the house of God broke. And they say, you are poor as a church mouth. They led poverty with the church. Are you there? You are poor as a church mouth. Now, it's not supposed to be that way. That's why I tell you, my eyes are focused on Jesus. Because what I need is beyond what I can ask from anybody. But for you to be blessed, carry out your obligation. We shall not be teaching this all along, every time. But relate with Jesus. Convince yourself. No one will be here to convince you, because it's not our target. Are you there? So I was praying and the Lord told me, please teach them, because they're blocking their own blessings. Lift up your hands. If you take this message serious, ask him to forgive him, to forgive you. And say, Lord, forgive me for robbing you. Allow me to start afresh. Remove away every curse that you had assigned against me for failing to tithe. And ask him to remove away that curse. Give you another chance. Pray seriously. Especially those who have been stuck. Ask him to forgive you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We encourage you to stay connected with us through our social media platforms. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Threads at Bro Ronnie Makabai. Stay blessed. Until next time.